We trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
As your kids, tell them go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Welcome to TGIF. We are back. It is Friday, so I know you've been looking forward to this as much as we have. Now we are here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest stories in the news and on social media. And later on the show, we are talking to the co-owner of the New York restaurant, Say Less, Dara Mergen. Dara, my boy Dara. Listen, they put it phonetically in my script, and I'm like, wait, what? All right, y'all, sit back and relax and get ready for this hot tea. Let me introduce my co-host. Okay, are we having a technical difficulty? Yes, we are. Okay, well, we have one co-host right now. Funky Daniva. What's up, Q?
Job said he may not come when you want him, but I'm always on time. Hey, Claudia.
What's up? How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored in the Lord. I got my church blouse on today. I am drinking public sweet tea before you even ask me what I'm drinking. Because why, Claudia? I am trying to unlock my better self.
How long am I going to do this? This is good for you. And I'm not going to hate because people in the comments, why won't y'all let him be great? Like, they think we're really serious. It's just that we know you. So, okay, so I do have some water too. I was going to join you on this journey of unlocking our better self, but then my other side was like, but I'm going to need a drink for this show. So I got my vodka and lemonade. So
what kind of lemonade you got that's blue?
Well, it's the glass.
Gotcha.
But it's Simply Lemonade and some vodka. So okay. Yeah.
All right. Simply.
We're going to get Al back on the line in just a little bit, and we're going to find out what he's been up to. There's some technical difficulties going on right now. But I did see that you posted the montage that someone put together of all the movies.
And hilarious.
It was hilarious, wasn't it?
Hilarious.
All right.
Let's get into this breaking news, child.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, after 9 months of dating, they have called it quits. They apparently said that the distance was too much to maintain their relationship, but they were, you know, maintain a lot of love and respect for each other. Are you surprised? Or what do you think about this?
You know what? I'm. So first of all, both them hoes lying. All right, they got money. When you got money, distance is never a problem. Kylie took a private jet 3 minutes up California. Y'all got private jets, and most of all, y'all got money. Okay, I wanted it to last. Now I come from one of those families that when you get divorced from your children's father, you don't bring a revolving door of men in and out around your children. You know, you don't brought this man around your doggone children, and now he's out of the picture. What I want for Kim, she better not show up in the tabloids in 2 weeks with a new man. All right. Because all that's going to do is solidify these rumors or the street talk that you a hoe. All right. Like, You can't get out of one relationship and be in another one in 2 weeks. And if she do decide to get in another one in 2 weeks, please don't bring this person around your children until y'all really figure out what it is y'all doing. But I'm surprised they were breaking up. I really did want it to work. And I just pray that her next man be white. Like, stay over there, stay messing up their lives. You don't mess up enough brothers' lives. It's their turn. Let them have some.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm glad you didn't come so harsh about her breaking up, because people break up in 9 months. I mean, for you, 9 months, that'd be like 5 funky lifetimes, wouldn't it be? I'm just saying, like, 9 months is a decent amount of time to be with someone. And I will say this. I've had men that had not a lot of career ambition, and I've had men that have been very, very busy. And when you are busy like that, a lot of times I used to think the distance things was BS too, until I had to go through it. And then I saw when someone's got really big appointments and meetings and deals they're really closing and movies and stuff like that, it's not as simple as I'll see you next Tuesday, because you got to coordinate those schedules. But I hear you, they do have money. But she lasted 9 months with a white man after being with all them, you know, being with just brothers. That's admirable. No,
but look, here's the thing. She the one who ain't got no damn job. I mean, so she could move to where he at. She ain't got no job. He got to go to work every Saturday night. So she she filmed her show, what she do, 13 weeks, and then she off.
Do you think that her and Kanye would get back together?
Hell no. She'd be a damn fool. What Octavia Spencer said in that movie, don't you ever go back to what broke you. You don't never go back to what broke you.
I see the people in the comments saying that, oh, Kanye, don't get back with her. Like, she wants that. And I'm just right. like, we don't even know that she wants that. We assume so much. And that's us, too. Mm-hmm. We don't know these people. Mm-mm. All right. We got to get into this. Brittany Griner. Now she's been sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison for drug smuggling, which it still irks me with that name, that title, drug smuggling, when it was really 0.7 grams of CBD oil in a cartridge. It's not drug. It's not a huge... Anyways, in a statement, Griner's lawyer said the verdict, which is just below the maximum sentence of 10 years, is absolutely unreasonable, and they will certainly file an appeal. Now, shortly after the sentencing, President Joe Biden released this statement. Today, American citizen Brittany Griner received a prison sentence that is one more reminder of what the world already knew. Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany. Biden continued, my administration will continue to work tirelessly and pursue every avenue to bring Brittany and Paul Whelan home as safely and as soon as possible. Are you surprised about this long sentence?
Well, you know what? Let's take this opportunity to introduce the third party to this trio, Mr. Al Reynolds, and we'll let Al go first.
Al, are you surprised about this sentence?
You know what? Yes.
Where you been, Al? Where you been?
I don't know what happened. This Wi-Fi over here just shut down. It just shut down. I have no idea what happened. Yes, I'm very surprised about this sentence. And let me share. First of all, this is tragic. And at this point, what they're doing is becoming scary. And I feel for her. I feel for her wife. And let's not forget, Brittany has two kids. So I feel for the kids, too. But let me tell you, it's the hypocrisy that really is pissing me off now. OK, we're talking about a country who's given a black female 9 years for having a cannabis cartridge. But at the same time, this is the same country whose own athletes are notorious for doping during the Olympics. Shall we bring up that they got stripped of 46 medals for the use of drugs, and they have the most competitors to be thrown out of the Olympics in the world, in the history of the Olympics. In fact, Claudia and Q, the last Olympics, they weren't even to join the Olympic in the stadium opening with the Russian flag because it was banned. They had to do it under General Olympics. That's number one. Number two is we as Americans, we've got to take some time. We've got to really pray for Brittany because Brittany is being moved from prison to what they call it's a colony.
It's a prison colony where they can, I've seen that.
Right. And that is what's really scary because it's a penal colony. That's right. Because we've read all about their penal colonies in the south side of Russia. People have been tortured in prison there. It's not a good situation. She doesn't know how to speak Russian. She's tall, she's 6'9", and she's a black female. So her health and her safety could be at jeopardy, right? And last thing that I wanted to talk about really quickly was I do want to applaud the Biden administration, because if we really drill down on this, and Q, you mentioned this earlier, we have 20 other Americans there that she is being trumped and bringing her home faster. And that's amazing for a black female, for them to make an athlete, a black female, a priority. My hat goes off to the Biden administration. And not only are they doing it, but they are trading Brittany and another American for who's, quote, the merchant of death, which is an international arms dealer who is, you know, NATO is not happy about that. So I do want to thank the Biden administration for that.
And you mentioned the drug thing with the Olympics, great point, which is kind of government sanctioned over it. It's almost like required. They like make their athletes. Right. Like, it ain't like they like the government looks down upon them doing doping. Russia's like, yes, give them steroids. That's my best accent I can do. Q, what you think about this story?
You know what? My question is, do you think Russia gave her this harsh sentence in order to be able to say, look, we would have gave her 10 years. Y'all lucky we didn't keep her. And to kind of justify the prison swap, do you feel like that's why they went through with the whole sentencing thing? Because if we are still going to do the prison swap, which I'm under the assumption we are, then going through with this whole trial was just performative. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. True.
So yes. Part of me feels like they gave her the 10 years in order to be able to say, you know, y'all ought to be lucky because we could have made her ass do 10 years. Now give us our man and we'll give you yours.
It actually makes it a little bit better for Biden, because if he would have like traded for this murderer, actually there's a second Russian prisoner that's in Germany that they want, right? Mm-hmm. If it's somewhat for Brittany getting a 1-year sentence, we could not do it, right? It had to be something severe. So it almost helps in a way, I guess you'd say, like with the optics, don't you think? With the optics of it all?
I feel like Russia said, listen, you're supplying arms to Ukraine. We are in war with Ukraine. There's a big conflict here. And they're like, okay, so I'm gonna throw the book at her. And, you know, unfortunately, I think what we should all wrap our head around is throughout this negotiation, she's not coming home anytime soon. And we just gotta be okay with that, as long as the Biden administration is fighting to get her back.
And shame on the Americans. That are celebrating, that are like, well, she got what she deserved. She should have complied. It's a lot of racist people online that are saying this, that are kind of celebrating it. It's really awful, because she's still an American. And I need y'all to knock it off with that nonsense. All right, moving on. Terrell Owens got into a heated exchange with a woman in his neighborhood after the woman accused him of almost hitting her while he was allegedly speeding through their community. Take a look.
She just brought those tears out. Before she got here, it was you, this, you, that, everything. Oh yeah, before I got here, it was all of that. The police showed up. Oh, the tears start flowing.
She tried it with that. She started harassing him, and then she went into Q, did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw it. And you know, there's one thing I want to unpack. There's a statement that she made. She said, "You are a black man getting out of your car to come in towards a white woman." What in the hell is that supposed to mean? Mm-hmm. Like, really, what is that supposed to mean? And I try my hardest to give white America the benefit of the doubt, right? I don't believe every white person is racist. I don't believe every white person is bad. But I do believe that every white person fully understands what racial tropes work in their benefit and what white privilege is. And she knew exactly what she was saying when she made that statement, "You're a black man coming towards a white woman." She, you know what I'm saying? That's just some messed up stuff to say.
Yeah, to say the least. Absolutely. Al?
You know, this is the sad part is, Q, she said it when the cops arrived as validity as to why she needed the cops to be there. But you know what? This is what I want to say. Welcome back, Terrell, because you have been historically linked to dating and even marrying white women. So I wonder how he's processing this Karen moment, which happens to be in his backyard, like literally. And he said he's never heard of this type of treatment before. The same woman, the same type of women that's attacking him are the same ones that are normal for him today. I wonder what that feels like. Now you see, you're just like the rest of us. This is violent and this is dangerous for black men. And Biden administration needs to do a better job, like San Francisco and New York has done, on adopting that Karen Act. I know Q has joked about it, but there really is a Karen Act that's out there. And I think Biden administration need to move it up on their executive actions.
I will say this about T.O. I don't know who he dates now, but I want to just put this out there. All his 5 kids, I think, are by black women. I will say that he does have kids with black women. He may be marrying them now, the white ones, but he got some babies by some black ones.
Well, you ain't helping us, Claudia. You marry them, but turn us into baby mamas. Thanks.
Uh-oh.
Listen, I'm not about to get in trouble second week in a row, so we're going to go ahead and leave it at that. Okay, coming up next, we have a co-owner with the hottest restaurant in New York. My homie Dara is here. Say less. It's a super fly spot. We're going to talk to him a little bit when we come back from this break, right after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Now, tonight we are talking to the co-owner of New York's newest Asian fusion restaurant, Say Less. Please welcome Dara Mir Jahangiri. Hey, Dara, how you doing?
Hey, Claudia, how are you?
I haven't seen you before midnight. I think I come to your spot pretty late. Say Less now has become a huge celebrity hotspot. Let's just get right into it. What can you tell us about your restaurant?
So the restaurant is, you know, a culmination of my years in the business. But, you know, what we've created in 7 months is probably the hottest restaurant in New York, a place where people come for birthday parties, private events, date night. You know, I could say we've been feeding the culture. So, you know, that's really what we are is, you know, we're a Chinese restaurant, family style, and, you know, a lot of people have pulled up in a short amount of time.
Nice. Dara, you know, you won me over when I read your Business Insider interview where you said, you know, I'm Persian. And you said, as a Persian, you're supposed to be a doctor or a lawyer or one of those trades. Can you help me understand what was your mindset as you became a restauranteur? Like, what were you saying to the naysayers or even the family members that looked at you side-eye about this venture?
Well, you know, I had to keep my head down and keep working. A couple of times I almost left the business, you know, thinking that, you know, I went to college, I came out with a degree, what am I doing in the restaurant business? But I stuck with it. And, you know, I think my network is really what kept pulling me back in. And I couldn't be happier. You know, launching Say Less in January was obviously always my goal. And it's great, you know, to actually execute it.
Awesome.
So, Dara, listen, it goes without saying, New York has a lot of Page Six worthy restaurants where celebrities go, all the socialites go, all the who's who go. What made your place so special that it became the celebrity hotspot?
I mean, I would like to say the food is, you know, obviously as a restaurant, you know, our chicken satay is definitely our signature dish. So people come for the food first and foremost. But we have private dining rooms. So, you know, we respect the privacy of a lot of our VIP clients. People come to celebrate their birthday parties. It's a family style restaurant. So they love sharing the food. And then obviously we have a vibe. You know, we play hip hop music, you know, 90s hip hop, you know, current day hip hop. But then we also play some other stuff like reggae. So it's, you know, the music, the food, the vibe, and then also the privacy. You know, we have a doorman always. So, you know, we don't let anyone in. And I think it's just a culmination of all those things. We also open up, you know, right towards the tail end of the height of the pandemic. And I think people were really looking for a new place to, you know, check out and celebrate.
Like I said, I've been there. The food is excellent. The vibe is excellent. And you, like, you'll be up in there and be like, oh, that's such a lot of recognizable people in there, athletes, celebrities. And it's not like a thirsty kind of spot where people snapping pictures. It's not like that. Like everybody.
So, I heard doorman. So we got to know somebody to get in. Like.
Now you know Dara.
But you know, we try to say less. So, you know, it's about having the
Dara, look, we need to be on the list now. I mean,
know, right?
Hey.
We got
it. Dara, before we let you go, tell everybody why they should come visit Say Less.
If you're looking for a great time, a great meal, you know, somewhere where you can celebrate with friends, family, loved ones, whatever the occasion is, it could simply be a night out with friends. We're definitely the hot spot in New York. And, you know, you definitely have to check out the food.
All right. Well, 7 months and it's already made its mark in New York City. I highly recommend this place. Thank you, Dara, for coming through. And everybody, when you're in the city, go check out Say Less and get your food on. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go real quick, can you tell us some of the people that frequent your place?
We take care of most of the athletes and the artists. So anyone from, you know, any NBA star, you know, a lot of the guys that are on the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, you know, the Knicks players, the local guys, the Nets players, pretty much anyone in the league, retired, you know, up and coming. And then, you know, music artists, we take care of anyone you can imagine in the hip hop world, you know, from 50 Cent to Cardi B. You know, Gunna was a great customer of ours. We did an album release party for him. You know, the list goes on and on. So anyone that you could think of that would frequent, you know, New York and they're in town on business or pleasure, they come to Say Less.
Who's been the best tipper?
Honestly, you know, we have a lot of great tippers. You know, people really appreciate what the staff does for them. We go above and beyond. You know, we stay open late. You know, we open early if we have to. So I don't want to single out one person. You know, we try to say less about our customers, but we definitely have a lot of great tippers and a lot of loyal customers.
Did you have a private listening party for an album listening party for Kanye recently?
Yeah, we opened in January. In February, he showed up. And, you know, it just turned into a private event that he played his unreleased album, which was definitely one of the more memorable nights of the restaurant so far.
Nice.
So you never know what's going to go down at Say Less.
Very nice.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Is there an Instagram page we can send our people to?
Yeah. So Say Less NYC, and we spell Say Less, SEILESS NYC.
So I just have one last question. Are you open 7 days a week?
7 days a week, 365 days a year. So
from 12 to midnight?
We open from 12 to 12. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 3 to 1.
Excellent. Awesome. Nice.
Well, you know, all three of us are going to be hitting you up when next time we're in New York. So we will definitely see you. Thank you so much, Dara. Say less. We highly recommend it. Go check it out next time you're in New York. Great place, great vibes, great atmosphere. You never know who's going to pop up. So make sure you get out there and ask for Say Less. Dara, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Dara.
See you soon.
All right. We'll be taking a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. I see y'all in the comments being shady, saying Claudia just wants some free food. Yes, I do. And that's none of y'all business. And I will go get it. All right. Anyways, listen, love and hip hop. We had a break from the reunions and a lot of it wasn't on during the pandemic. But guess what? It is back. And it's the first show that took you behind the scenes of, you know, a journey through hip hop. Now it's taking you deeper starting Monday, August 8th, for the epic return of two Love and Hip Hop cities, Atlanta and Miami. First up is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 Central. And guess what? All of the OGs are back. Make sure you tune in. And if you really want to know what went down at Jock's wedding and if there's a secret baby, will Mama D and Bammy scrap their beef? And what's next for the Queen of Dance Hall, Spice? And not to mention Rashida, Renny Rucci, Erica Mena, and Safaria all up against the unexpected. This season can only be described as unthinkable, and that's just the first hour. And you know what goes down on that show. It's never boring. Okay, now, because after the Atlanta premiere, Love & Hip Hop Miami is coming in hot at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Now, from Amara La Negra's journey to motherhood, she's had a baby, to babies, to Trick Daddy's boyfriends in law, and you have to throw in Sukiana, Bobby Light, Trina, and the drink champ Noriega into the mix. I guess it's safe to say the 305 has never been spicier. So once again, all new episodes of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta return Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central, followed by Love and Hip Hop Miami at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. It's two cities and one epic night, and it's all part of VH1's Mondays. I will not miss that. I've been watching since the beginning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, fellas, let's get right back into these hot topics. A Lollapalooza security guard is being accused of posting a bogus mass shooting threat to get out of work early. 18-year-old Janya Williams allegedly sent her supervisor an anonymous message from the TextNow app that read, mass shooting at 4 p.m. location, Lollapalooza. We have 150 targets. Now, after a supervisor asked Williams to send a screenshot of the threat, Williams allegedly created a fake Facebook page under the name Ben Scott and posted the message that read, massive shooting at Lollapalooza Grant Park, 6 p.m. Then she snapped a screenshot of it and sent it to the supervisor's cell phone. Now, investigators soon learned the Apple iCloud account and the IP address of the TextNow numbers belonged to Williams. Now, Williams was charged with making a false terrorism threat, which is a felony, and it's being held on $50,000 bail. Can you believe the story? And have y'all ever done anything crazy to get out of work? Al, let's start with you.
I mean, I've done some crazy stuff, but not this creative. A mass shooting is nothing to be played with, Ms. Williams. And what we've learned from this story is that, unfortunately, she's an 18-year-old Black woman. And she's getting into a lot of trouble because of this wanting to get out of work. She's facing a felony charge. So not only is she 18, she's facing a felony charge, but she's also facing false terrorist claims. And she's being investigated by the FBI, which would add her to the FBI list for the rest of her life, not to mention her $50,000 bond. And the question here is, was it really worth it? Was it really worth it, Ms. Williams, because you wanted to miss one day at work?
She wanted to leave early. Mama feet was hurting, and she was tired of dealing with them drunk white people. Okay, Mama said she was ready to go. But my whole thing is, what happened to saying you got a boo-boo? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to the good old days when you went to your supervisor and said, my stomach hurt, my cycle came on, I even take my grandma died. You know, everybody in college did the whole my grandma died in order to drop a class. This is not the time to be doing terroristic threat. I mean, girl, you reached for the stars with this one, and now your ass finna be in jail, okay? And I don't blame the people for putting your ass in. Matter of fact, it was a security job at Lollapalooza, which probably was a day hire job. Girl, you should have just went home. It was so many damn people out there, they wouldn't have even missed you. You should have just went home.
I'm kind of nervous that they're hiring dumb 18-year-olds like this, silly 18-year-olds like that think like this as security guards. Like, I think that job's too important these days, especially to have someone that's this goofy. Because this is a goofy thing to do. Like, it's a young thing to do. And off her, have y'all ever given any bogus reasons why you couldn't come to work?
Oh, child, all the time.
Like, give me some.
So, listen, I always tell people, corporate American people, if ever you running late for work, always call your boss and tell him your stomach tore up. Like, nobody's going to refute that. You're always going to get sympathy. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to get sympathy if you tell them your stomach tore up and you got a boo-boo. That's my go-to when I'm running late. Like, you got to have one dickhead of a supervisor for them to challenge you if you say your stomach tore up. It gets me out of everything. Ooh.
Okay.
My stomach is tore up. I'm going to be in as soon. I think I just took some medicine. I'm going to sit here for 30 more minutes and see if it stops. I will be in, but my stomach is toe up.
Well, now we know, Foxhole people, Justin, and Joyce, if he ever said his stomach is hurting, it's BS, and get him on the line. Al, you ever give any bogus excuses to get out of work?
I was always afraid to lie about stuff like that because I didn't want to use someone pass because I was afraid somebody might really pass in my family. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I have, like, but I. For me, I usually go to work.
Al, just so you know, you are allowed to use the somebody pass and not get bad karma just as long as they are already dead because you can't kill them. So you have to give them. You just got to.
So make I sure can you, use somebody from years ago, Q.
Yeah, you just got to make sure your coworkers don't know your family tree. They don't know your business. But my you grandma, can go ahead and tell them. My Aunt Beulah just passed.
Right, she died in 78, but okay. Okay, all right, good tips, Q.
Trust me, I know what to say. If you want to get out of work, call me.
Okay, got you. Hey, guys, a former Tomball Independent School District teacher accused of sexually assaulting a former student in 2021 was sentenced on Tuesday. Marka Bodine pleaded guilty to aggravated sexual abuse of a child under 14. Harris County District Court Judge Greg Glass sentenced Marka to 60 days in jail, but not immediately because she recently had a baby. Court documents show that she has until June 5th, 2023 to report to jail. Bodine will be on probation for 10 years and also has to register as a sex offender for life. It's also been reported that the baby is not the child of her 14-year-old victim. What are your thoughts on the sentencing and like delaying the sentencing? Because I could have sworn they'd be snatching black girls up away from their babies and throwing them. Is this normal? I may be wrong. Al, what you think?
I think it's bull crap. This is rape. And I'm really pissed off about this story on so many levels. And let me share with y'all why. She is only going to jail for 60 days. How can she only go to jail for 60 days when the state of Texas, the age of consent is 17 years old? She groomed this young man from 13 years old by grooming him from playing on Fortnite. Y'all know what Fortnite is, the online game, right? Mm-hmm. It's very popular with young kids. She groomed him on Fortnite, and he was a former student. Now, the thing that really upsets me the most about this is she's freaking 32 or 33. If this was a 32-year-old man having sex with a 13-year-old student, and let me tell you where they had sex. They had sex in the teacher's classroom. They had sex in the teacher's car. And the teacher also moved to the same apartment complex to be close to the student. How freaking sick is that? That to me is stalking. And this is what pisses me off even more, guys, and I'm sorry for this. But she went to the principal and complained to the principal that this student was harassing her and she was in threat of being harmed. Only to find out she's been raping this student, in my opinion, or allegedly, for freaking 4 years. This is unacceptable. She needs to be put under the jail, and the school system needs to be held liable, and they need to make sure that young man gets all the counseling that he needs from now until the day he leaves this earth. This is disgusting.
Say it with your chest, Al, you mad mother.
Oh, it just pissed me off so bad. It's the double standards for me. And I can't wait to find out what color this young man is.
Well, she went to go snitch on him. I'm taking a stab in the dark that it's one of us. Q, what do you think?
Al just went on Malcolm X on us, child. Maybe. I don't know.
Life skin Malcolm.
Hey, you know, the first thing that did stand out to me, though, to Al's point, is the sentence, right? Where is the public outrage? And it's just weird because this lends itself to the whole notion that boys are celebrated when they have sex with older women. And it's not as big of a deal, because if this was a male teacher, like Al said, and a female student, there would be a huge outcry from the community. Now, this slap on the wrist that she got is just clearly unfair. And I don't know if that's white privilege. I don't know if it's female privilege. I don't know if her daddy was the judge. I don't know what it is, but it goes without saying that the woman should have gotten more than 60 days. Now, as it relates to her having a delayed sentence, you know, I do understand that oftentimes the law treats Black people unfairly in relation to whites. Regardless of the skin color, I'm never going to be in favor of snatching a mother from a newborn baby. I'm never going to be in favor of that, despite the fact that it's done to us. So I do. She's lucky that she gets to get that one little year with the newborn, and it's not the newborn's fault, but the sentence is definitely unfair.
I agree with you. I think it's horrific to snatch anybody away from their child, but I just have to point it out, and maybe people think I'm race baiting, but I only bring it up because I can swear that I hear it happening to Black women all the time. And all I'm saying when I bring this stuff up is not like, oh, she should get it snatched away from her too. No, the opposite. Have the same grace when Black women are in these positions. How about Crystal Matthews, I think her name was, and right here in Texas, who voted on a ballot here. And it didn't even count. And she got a five-year prison. She's a prison sentence. She's a mother. What about the mother in Connecticut that wanted her kid to be in a better school district? They gave her 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like, I agree. Don't snatch these women away from their kids, but also have some kind of like fair kind of system or the same consideration for the Black mothers that do far less. And this is a rape case, like Al said, and people do have to stop laughing at a boy when he has sex and gets raped by an older woman. It's not funny. You think it's funny because it's like this bravado. Oh, men think it's macho. You hit, you knock down an older woman. No, you've been sexually abused. Your mind's not even ready. And the damage you do to this kid, we don't know. Look at R. Kelly and how many other people maybe would have not been hurt had someone not thought it was no big deal.
It's the privilege.
I think the bar, I don't know if the bar is the right association. But this judge needs to be investigated for this sentence, because right. You can't tell me that case law or there's some precedent for rape that says 60 days is all you get. There has got to be some type of minimum sentencing for raping a child.
And she going to report him because she's endangered when she's been raping a 13-year-old. Mm-mm. She needs to be underneath the jail.
It's almost as if, you know, and I know President Biden got bigger things to do, but it's almost as if the Department of Justice should be taking a deeper dive into this. Like, how do you get 60 days for raping a child?
Remember that white boy that raped that girl? She was drunk, incapacitated behind the dumpster. I believe it was like a couple of months for him too. Then the judge said, oh, we don't want to harm his life or mess up his life or interfere with his life. He suffered enough. It's amazing the discretion these judges get and how they use it. That's why it's so important to care what judges are placed in there. You know, we've got to care. That's who's doing the major damage to our communities, those judges and their inconsistencies. All right, y'all, we got to get into this story before we take a break. Last week, Neo's wife, Crystal Smith, filed for divorce after accusing him of cheating. Now, according to TMZ, Crystal claims Neo recently fathered a child with another woman. Crystal is asking for primary physical custody of their children and joint legal custody. She's also seeking child support and alimony. What are your thoughts on the update to this story? Al, what do you think?
Did you say Al?
Yeah.
It's just sad. I hate when celebrities break up. I saw this on Fredio and Jasmine Brand. But I got this question, Funky and Claudia, because I think you two are probably a little bit more knowledgeable about this, but wasn't he living with, what's her name, Manetta, the one who's on Love and Hip Hop. No, Real Housewives of Atlanta. No,
Hollywood
now.
In Hollywood Access. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he living with her? They got two kids together. But wasn't he living with Monietta when he was messing with Crystal? Remember that?
Yes. And you. And
it sounds like to me this is one of those adages: you lose them, how you get them. And with this one, that appears that's what the case is.
And to
my sympathy meter for her it's just unsure. I'm unsure, but I'm pretty sure that's what I'm gonna stand by with this one.
And actually, to add insult to injury, you know, there's been reports about Neo. You know, it's widely reported that he convinced her to have Monietta to have her tube tied, and she did because they didn't want to have any more kids, and then to have three kids with Crystal, and then to cheat on Crystal and have another baby with a random woman. Monietta is a strong, beautiful woman. She's a friend of mine. I adore her. She's recently married. She's happy. She's moved on. She's good. She's got a man that loves her to death. Like, this man loves her. And there is something to be said about getting them. Girl code should be taken into account, ladies. Mm-hmm. Because it is harder to have sympathy. Although I don't wish that on anyone, it is harder to have sympathy when you did that. And was kind of gloating and taunting Monietta. Q, what do you think about this story?
You know, we also can't forget that Crystal put in her statement that he was having unprotected sex with prostitutes. You know, he was saying she was having unprotected sex with prostitutes, which is, you know, he's paying women for sex. So the prostitutes, putting her life at danger. And, you know, here's what's sad about it. Neo's image has taken a large hit, right? Because after the situation with Monietta, we kind of forgave him. He went off into what appeared to be marital bliss, writes beautiful love songs, and his image has been, you know, squeaky clean, relatively, for the most part. And then now we see this, and Crystal said, baby, she tired of keeping secrets. Crystal said, this mess been going on. He's still been hunching them hookers. And ladies, I told you, I just found this out. When y'all men's be going to them strip clubs, they be going to them boom, boom rooms, hunching them hookers for $40, okay?
They for $40.
It be for COVID prices don't make the price of
food. I promise you it ain't $40. I tried it.
They be in there hunching them for $100. They nasty, okay? So don't be believing in that boys night out mess at Magic City. They be going in there for more than chicken wings. They be going in there hunching them nasty women for $40. And they said that's what Neo was allegedly doing, hunching them hookers and unprotected. Lord have mercy.
Wasn't Crystal a stripper as well?
I don't know where she worked.
Let me fact check real quick. Let me make sure. But I believe.
I don't know where she worked at. She might not have been a stripper, but she damn sure was a home wrecker.
Allegedly, because I'm not sure. But I think that she was I think she was.
But haven't we said on this show before? We've had this conversation before where we said that when you date a huge star like that, right? A huge star like that, is it almost expected that when you sign up to be with someone like that, that they're gonna be juggling all these outside interests? Didn't we talk about this?
I would expect that from Neo.
The athletes, but not with the R&B love song, people.
He ain't that guy. Like, I don't think he's that guy.
You expect the Keith Sweats and the Tanks and the Neos, the Chiefs, you know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
You know, they make baby making music. They make music that make us be in love and try to work our stuff right out. So we don't be expecting Neo to cheat.
Athletes, rappers, and I hate to generalize, and certain R&B singers, but Neo seems like he's like the guy that you like. He almost like, I won't say a square, but he seems like he's a good, nice guy. Like, I was shocked to hear about this.
And you know the thing that killed me? It's always the ones who can't take their hat off. Got okay? Neo couldn't take that hat off and make a public appearance. If his life depended on it, got the nerve. I bet he hunched with his hat on. I bet Neo have sex with a do-rag on. Go to commercial, Claudia, before we get
what it. What's the guy at SiriusXM that always wears the hat? Sway. Do y'all think Sway ever takes his hat off?
Well, Sway.
Have you ever seen Sway? Sway from SiriusXM. Have you ever seen Sway without his hat off?
He got the dreads, though. I think he's good on the hairline. Neo? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more TV after this.
Take questions from the chat.
Welcome back to TGIF. Hey, soulmates, we're going to have some time after these stories. So if y'all have some questions for us, we are going to answer your questions tonight. I think we're going to do that. This is something we just make it up on the spot. We're going to take some questions from the chat. So you tell me who you want to ask the question to.
Oh, God, no.
I'm taking another drink. Mm.
Now, you know, the last time R. Kelly did this on Twitter, it went left.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? We are not afraid of our soulmates and our viewers. We will do our best to answer y'all little shady questions. Producers, put some good questions in the chat. Okay, Balenciaga is getting backlash for their new handbag called Trash Pouch, which is inspired by an actual garbage bag. And get this, the bag is priced at $1,790. I already know the answer to this question. Would y'all buy this bag? Al, you are a name. Actually, y'all both are label kind of whores. So would y'all buy this bag?
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to be honest. I've looked at the bag a couple of times. I'm not mad at it. I'm not completely mad at it. But you know, Balenciaga is known for having fashion scandals. Remember when they had the cultural appropriation in 2021 with those gray baggy pants and the underwear outside? Remember this year, Q went out and purchased those homeless man sneakers for like $1,700.
That I still haven't gotten yet, by the way.
Oh, dang.
They're getting them dirty for you.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. And now you got a $1,700 trash bag. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I would buy it, but I see what they're doing. They stay relevant. They stay in the news with a fashion scandal. And that's what the creative director said. This is what it's about in the house of fashion these days.
Okay. All right. Okay. Q?
So listen, I like the shoes. I am all for like oddball fashion things. The only thing I would have wanted from the bag is for it to have said Balenciaga written on it, maybe like in like a graffiti style print. And maybe like some book bag type straps so I could wear it on my back, because walking around with a sack like you a hobo, that's just not functional in real life. But I think if it has straps like a book bag and it's red Balenciaga across it, it'd be real cute.
Okay, Q, wait a minute. You're not being honest, first of all. Because on your laundry day, I have seen your laundry day. You pack all your laundry in trash bags.
Right, but I wouldn't put my laundry in that.
Oh, okay.
That's meant to be carried like a purse.
Okay. I looked at it more like as a
no.
As a
it's not
travel
it's not
bag.
Meant to be, it's not meant to be used.
Oh, as a okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Like
gotcha.
A purse or everyday bag, a book bag.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think these designers are trolling us. Like they put stuff out and dare us to buy it, and I probably laugh at that. Being like these, it's mostly us too. I'm sorry. It's mostly us that runs it by the ridiculous stuff. I'm gonna say our people. Let's see if these people are gonna buy this, and we do. We do it every time because we want to wear our wealth and show everybody we got it. And I'm not buying it.
If it said Balenciaga written across it, it actually be kind of cute. No.
You did buy those dirty homeless sneakers.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing about it, that's what I was thinking. And I would actually rock it with the bag.
Just going all in, huh?
Just all in. Just give them a hobo sheet.
Hobo chic.
Should we take a couple questions now? Okay, Ashley. Sure. We have one more story, but Ashley Basie says, "Why hasn't Al went dry yet? He was the main one pledging at the top of the year." Ooh, calling you out now.
Why haven't I went what
dry? Like not like stop drinking. They said you were pledging at the top. I don't remember that.
Oh, I was doing the body. I'm working out. Oh, I'm still working out. But listen, I come from a long line of drinkers. Everybody in my family, are drinkers. I don't know that I could ever give up alcohol, unfortunately, but everything else I think I could compromise on, but not a good drink.
Andre Love says, "When are y'all going to do a live show together? I've been wanting to do this for a year and a half. We're going to get us together in one city and do a live show. Y'all better buy tickets for it because we have to charge y'all because we got to fly out.
and wear pants."
Yes. And Gina Ketter says, "Were you all friends before working with each other?"
So me and Al and Claudia were friends. Me and Claudia were friendly. We met at Candy's at Candy Coated Nights, I believe, Claudia. That's where we met.
And then I met Al for the first time at Cynthia Bailey's wedding.
Right.
And then here we are.
Yeah.
And then M Town Boy says, I want to know if Al would do a glasses line. I want some Al Reynolds frames.
Hey, that's a good thought, M Town Boy, for you. Maybe I will. That's a good idea. Let's see. Thanks. Keep the good ideas coming, because I love making money. I want to be just like Claudia. Claudia gets multiple bags.
I do.
plays, hosted, wines, champagne. That woman gets the bag, okay?
I'm afraid. What'd you say?
People husband.
You know what? Let's have a talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Why do you say that?
Just because I like jugging at you.
But people believe that when you said it the last time. And I was like, I need to probably ask him why he said
that. Now, I don't think you sleep with people, husband, no more.
Here we go with the lies. Do you think I sleep with husbands in real life?
Huh?
No, I'm asking, do you think I sleep with, because you've said it like three times, do you think I sleep with husbands in real life?
I think you might have.
Really?
Unknowingly, maybe.
But you think I would purposely or knowingly sleep with a husband?
No, not at almost 50. No.
No, but in my life.
Wait a minute, Claudia, hold on. Let's just have this conversation if we're going to have it. Claudia, at one time you were like the it woman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that, because you're still the it woman. But you were one of the hottest women in the game. Everybody was coming at you. You had athletes that had the largest contracts in the league at that time. You had actors, the biggest actors. You had everybody coming for you. Like, I don't understand why you're not understanding that part of you. You were beautiful. You, and not that you're not beautiful now, but you were beautiful.
I've never done that. So I just want to say it on the show. I want to address it, because, you know, we tongue in cheek with each other. We know it's jokes, but someone will just hear that part. And that's something like, my daddy cheated on my mom. It's something that really bothers me. There's one time I dated a guy that told me later on that he got married, and he never told me. And I slapped the shit out of him, and I never talked to him again.
Damn.
Like, it really, really bothers me. Now that y'all know that this is a joke, y'all, we can still go with the jokes. But I just wanted to say it, clarify it, since we're doing this question thing. Because people.
No. And now that I know that it bothers you for real, I'll stop saying it. Yeah. I literally was just joking. Now, I don't fell in love with two people, husbands. And we'll save that for a whole nother show, but I honestly have. I did. And that's a whole nother Sally Jesse Raphael episode for a whole nother day, but I did.
You know what I want to start doing on the show? If you guys are open to this, I like ending the show like this.
Mm-hmm.
With questions from
questions. I think questions from the audience could be interested. Don't you have some more right here?
And with each other. Yeah,
So the producers are saying, tell me about it. The two most emotionally intimate relationships I have ever been in have been with married men. And I am still, I have come to realize, I think I am attracted to strong, intense emotional connections. And I think that there's something about those interactions being forbidden that made them super intense. And it made me feel something. I had a very tumultuous and a very emotionally strained adolescence with my parents that left me very numb in my early 20s. And when these two people came along, it was the first time that I felt, and I felt alive. And it was just, it was an intensity, like lightning shot through me. Or whatever. And so that, I think, is part of the reason why I attracted those two situations.
So you've only felt that lightning with married men?
To that magnitude, yeah.
Do you think that's because, like, you're feeling like you're being chosen in a way over the other person? Like, if someone's risking their marriage, there's something about that, like, adrenaline, I would imagine, that's like, you're married, but you want to be over here with me.
You know, I don't know that that's it. The other person was never a factor. I just think it had more to do about, because it was forbidden, it was just very intense on their part and very intense on mine.
Almost like you were sneaking, like you were getting away with something.
Yeah.
Ooh, imagine if you would have met Al when he was married. That would have made this show a whole different level. It would have been on a whole different level. Oh, because you just
only Claudia. See, Claudia, I was taking up for you. I was taking up for you when he was floating you down the river.
You know now I don't know, Mary. I'm too lazy. I barely beat my boyfriend, okay?
I'd have had that woman around here knocking on my daughter and cussing her ass out. Right.
Q likes married men because he know they got to go home.
My porch. She's mine.
So look, the producers are saying they like this idea. So we're going to start doing this. So to the soulmates, have your questions for next week. We're going to start doing this on the end of the show. We're going to take questions. We're going to have dialogue. If there's anything we want to ask each other, clarify, why do you do this? I don't like this. Or I like that. I think this is a good way for y'all to get to know us better.
And Claudia, tell some of your business because you always like to get in me and Al's right. business.
And never tell none of her yours. Business. She's always like a upstanding citizen across the board, always.
Sorry. It is what it is. You know what? Unfortunately, we are out of time.
How convenient.
Go. Wow. We have run out of time. Soulmates, thank you so much for watching us, of course, in the YouTube. And make sure you watch the repeat tomorrow. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva, and our guest, Dara from Say Less. Make sure you go check that spot out. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for The House. That's up next. Get your questions ready for next week. We'll see you later. Bye, y'all.
Bye, soulmates.